This week I would like to share with you, learn with you, a perek in Peleoitz, perek on Dever. I've learned the Sefer Peleoitz more than once. I'm sure many people have learned parts of the Sefer, and obviously it's a very, very famous Sefer. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that his father, whenever was asked, this one Stipler was asked, what's Musar Sefer to learn by Mechanchim in the Chadarim in Bnei Brak, so he used to advise them on two Sfarim, Orchis Tzadikim and Peleoitz. And Peleoitz is really a very beautiful, unique Sefer. And it's built on different, on words really, of the going down the Aleph Beis, Arachim, different categories. And there's a Perek on Dever, a Perek on Plague, which is like interesting because it never had, you know, never related to me, I'm sure probably to others, because we're so far, it's like so foreign to us, the whole idea of plague, Baruch Hashem. We've not had to really had to deal with that, and that's now obviously changed. This perek takes on very, very real meaning and importance, and I just happened upon it the end of last week, as I was flipping through looking for something else in the Peleoitz, I saw this and I said, oh, this some very good, specifically one or two points that are very important in this parak, it's kedai to learn together. So we'll begin. Peleoitz says, the parak called Dever. Amar Rabbi Seinu Zerchanu Bevracha, Chazal say, the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Samech Amid Beis, and we've mentioned the Gemara in previous shiurim, Dever Bayir Kanes Reglecha. There's a plague in the city, go indoors. Gather your feet together, right? Don't walk. Gather them together indoors. Stay indoors. Oh, yivrach mina ir b'tchilas hadever. Alternatively, run away from the city at the beginning of the plague. But just don't allow yourself to be anywhere where you can actually chas v'shalom be infected by the plague. Of course, in a plague of the sorts that we are living through now. That's not a relevant etza, because unfortunately it's in all cities, it's all over the world. Ma toiv minag orei Edom. And now it's very interesting, he praises the custom of the cities of Edom, right? Western, really, the Western countries. How good is their minag? The ovni netirusa varchaka yaseira. That they do extra special shmira and distancing. They take tremendous precautions in order to make sure that the epidemic doesn't spread. But on the other hand, it's not good to live in the cities of Edom, in the cities of the Western countries. Gamal inyan ze, also for this inyan, why? She'im yera chas v'shalom. Shetifka midas hadin be'echod machmas hashmiri yisera yimisu koydim zmana b'misa mishuna. If chas v'shalom somebody does midas hadin, hits somebody, meets up with somebody, and he becomes infected by that, gets sick from the plague, so machmas hashmiri yisera, because of the tremendous shmira, the tremendous guard that they are the in carefulness that they have, yimisu koydim zmana, they'll kill the guy, they'll kill him before his time, b'misa mishuna, with terrible, strange, unusual death, v'yisrafu be'ir, and they'll burn him in the city, they'll burn his body, so that it shouldn't spread, the plague shouldn't spread from him to others, v'gam kvur lahayis l'rachman l'slan, and he won't even have a burial. So he says that it's true, Ari Edom is very praiseworthy in this, in the carefulness, how careful they are in making sure that people, that the plague doesn't spread. The precautions that they take are praiseworthy. However, there's a problem with those precautions. They go overboard, and they will kill people. Once they get that plague, they'll just finish them off, kill them, burn their bodies, so that the plague shouldn't spread through that individual. And that, he says, it's because of that, it's not kedai to live be'orei Edom. at least in a time of play. V'yoyser toiv, ba'or Yishmael. It's better to be in the cities of Yishmael, the Islamic countries. Shemishtadlim al rufu'asai, because they work on curing people. V'chavod oisim loy b'moisai, and they honor the person in his death. Al yibdei b'nei adam muzamanim l'kach, through people that are specially appointed for this and prepared for this. People, they'll have people that are specially trained to bury the person who died from the plague with the proper respect that a dead body is supposed to be treated with. Akalponim, and nevertheless, okay, so that's the pairing up the Ari Edim versus the Ari Yishmael, at least in his day. Now he says, Akalponim, nevertheless, Chayva Moteles, Akal Adam Lishmer Navshe Mo'id Benetirusa Yeserta Kechol Habo Miyode. It is a complete obligation on the person to guard himself very carefully with extra shmira, in whatever way he can. Take every precaution you can. It's not just basic precautions. Take all precautions, whatever you can do to protect yourself, do so. Shareksiv, because the Pasuk says, Pasuk in Mishle, Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Gimel, Arum ra'a v'nistar. A clever person sees evil, right? Or a smart person, right? Sees evil and hides. Uvsayim avru v'ne'enashu. But, fools or morons will pass on and are punished. They're not going to hide. They'll just go and walk in the streets regular. They'll go to the shuls. They'll go to the mikvahs as if everything is fine and dandy, ignoring the dangers. Those are fools. Those are soyim. And they will be punished. It's not, that they're fools and they get away with it because they're tipshim anyway. No, this is something that everybody has the brain power to understand and should have the maturity to understand. The people that do not take this seriously at a time of an epidemic or a time of a pandemic, they will be punished. They will be punished. And he's not even talking about punished because they're endangering others. They're punished because they're being makel in their own lives. You're not allowed to be makel in your own life. You can't be lenient on your life. Everybody's life was given to them, and they have a responsibility to guard that life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Very, very strong words he says here. And this is a tremendous busser, because unfortunately there are many, many psoim, even at this point in time, in different places in the world, that just don't take this seriously, and they think they're doing grace and mitzvahs by ignoring, there's a certain attitude, unfortunately, by certain types of people what do the doctors know, and what do the science knows, and then they're goyim, or they're not religious, the people calling the shots, so we just don't care. You can't be mevatel the minyan, you can't be mevatel this, you can't, they just ignore everything. It's pashut, it's a gedder v'pesi. The people don't have eyes. They can't open their eyes to see what's going on around them. Unfortunately, in our communities, we know. The people of Mamish, great numbers of people have been nifter. Okay, certainly have gotten sick and been nifter. So it's not a matter of outsiders. It's just open your eyes. Be an Arum. Be a smart person, not a moron. And if you're going to be a moron, you get punished for it. Well, Pershu b'Zayir HaKadosh, the Pelioids brings down a Zayir HaKadosh on this daf, in Chelek Aleph, Daf Pei Tes, Shalzu bilvad sheovar sheloy nistar roi la onish variz bemischayev benafshay. The Zohar HaKadosh says that if on this alone that the person transgressed and didn't hide, he transgressed the Eitzah of Shlomo HaMelech, of the Pasuk, of Tanakh, right? Torah Hashem. He transgressed the commandment of Hashem by not hiding at a time of plague. It is appropriate for him to be punished. He's chayev on his own life. He's chayev misa. That's the Zohar HaKadosh, a tremendously severe lashon in the Zohar. So that's the first, I think, extremely important point that I hope by now people have learned. I'm sure that more and more people have learned this lesson, unfortunately in a painful way. But this is important for us to know, is that Chazal already tell us that Pasuk, Chazal, the Pasuk Shlomo HaMelech and Mishlei and the Zohar says clearly that a person that's makel in these things, he's not a tzaddik, he's not extra frum, he's mischai benafshi, he's chayv misa, that's what the Zohar says. Now the next point that he says is also important. Until now, he told us that you have to do all the regular hishtadlus, whatever you can, stay indoors, like Chazal tells us in Baba Kama, stay indoors, take every extra step of precaution, whatever you can do is good, and is a mitzvah. But now he says another thing, the ikar guarding that a person can do for himself, to protect himself, is by giving staka to poor people. Don't let the money be important in your eyes. In other words, don't let it be considered anything to you. And the wealthier people should give with tremendous giving to give life and to support the poor people. And this giving of tzedakah that they do will be a koifer for their nefesh, right? Will be like a redeem their nefesh, that no evil will befall them and no plague will come close to their tent, to their homes. So that's a very important thing. Somebody told me yesterday that there's tremendous, tremendous chesed going on at this time. Unfortunately, there are so many families that have been left without parnasa, left without sometimes the breadwinner has been nifter. So many terrible stories in Yisayimim, and there's so the needs have grown tremendously, and there are so many people that are doing tremendous chesed and staka at this point in time. They always do, but it's even more nicker, more noticeable, and more praiseworthy at a time where parnasa is gotten a little bit scarier, to say the least, and people are nervous. Even people that have money very often are maybe making less, earning less money, or considerably less money. But if they have great savings, so this is the time to dig into the pockets and give money to the aniyim. It's a tremendous, tremendous schus for the person to spare himself and spare his family from the tzaras of the plague itself, besides of course the etzem schar. But here what he says is it's a big koifer nefesh, it's a big tremendous shmira on the person and his family. And I will add to that maybe also somewhat of a from the my own personal position and perspective, but it's Dvarim Yiduim, is that today the yeshivas and the kailim are in tremendous danger, because everyone knows that in order to support younger light, Avreichim and Koil, and support yeshivas and support, you know, the Rebbeim and yeshivas. It takes fundraising, and the fundraising requires and demands that the Rosh Yeshivas and Rosh Yekailim go and fundraise. And much of that fundraising, of course, if you're here in Eretz Yisrael especially, is done overseas, which today is not possible. And the and for many, many reasons, the yeshivas are being hit. Many people can't pay the tuitions and are trying to pay less, or people have lost jobs, or maybe the parents can't pay. The kids are at home, so you're paying, you're feeding the kids at home. You have more expenses at home. All sorts of expenses have come up because of the whole story of the what's going on now. So, on the one hand, the tuitions are not coming through to the yeshivas. On the other hand, the expenses don't stop, and there's a need for the growing need for the funding to come even greater funding to come through, and meanwhile the Rosh Yeshivas don't have that ability to go to Chutz Laretz and fundraise in person. It's much more difficult, obviously, when you don't have that ability to travel overseas and fundraise. Same thing for the Kailim. It's not it's Pashut not Shaykh, and the Kailim now, the Avreichim, if they're always in great financial need, it's not a difficult thing b'chlal to live in Eretz Yisrael and to be able to stay and learning. It's a big zchus, and Baruch Hashem, people are doing it, and it's a gewaldig. We all know the gewaldig koich, the Torah, and how much it helps Klal Yisrael. But ein kemach, ein Torah, if there's not going to be the money, there's not going to be the funding for it, the Pasha can't go on, chas v'sham. So this is something which, besides the avyonim, besides the families, the yeshivas and the kailim, very, very much need that help. So if anybody's supporting yeshivas and supporting kailim, then they should continue doing so. They shouldn't get nervous if they can. Obviously, we're not saying the person does not mechayiv to become an ani himself in order to do so, but you should see it as a tremendous chus. Bez Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shalom obviously will pay back the person with this shmirah on his family and his family's his health and his family's health. Bez Hashem, and of course all the gevaldige schar, which we have no musig of what the schar of the tzedakah is. And Bez Hashem, we should be zeicha that the Klal Yisrael is going to be moving ahead, both in Ruchnius and in Gashmius, so should be zeicha to gevaldige besuris tevus. So I'll just end off the last three lines of the Peliyotz over here is the gam yakadimu tefila letzare midei yoim yoim. It's very important to be makdim a tefila, to say a tefila. It sounds like he means like at the beginning of every day. That Hashem should save us from the tzara. A daily tefila should be said to protect us from the tzara, that Hashem should be megan and shomer on us. V'yasu kol hasgulos hamuvaim b'sfarim. You should do all the skulos that are brought in the sfarim. A lot of times people, which skula should I do? Okay, the Peliyot says when it comes to the dever, I guess it's in keeping with what he said before. Do anything any shmir you can. So he says, do all the skulos that are brought down in the sfarim. Okay, you have to know which ones are brought down in this farm or which ones are figments of imagination that have sprung up today as modes of getting money and fundraising, so to say. But all the true schoolers, all the schools that are brought in this farm, seder limudim, including the seder of different things to learn, which is brought down in different farm, ubefrat amira seder pitum aktoris bekavona, and especially saying over the Seder of the Pitmak Torahs with Kavana, which we've mentioned in the past, I believe, and this is obviously very famous and has been said, many people are doing it, is that the Zohar HaKadosh says that if you say the Pita Maktaris with Kavana, that brings to the stopping of a plague. So you should do all these skulas, all these things, especially, he says, the Seder of Pita Maktaris Kavana, Ad Yashkif Hashem Ashkofala Teva, until Hashem will look upon us for good, for, in a good way, V'yitin Shalom Be'eretz Chaim V'shalva, and it will give peace in the land, life, and tranquility. And all we can say to that is, Amen, Ken Yirat Zayin.